During the famous Hammond Hall lecture, Seth Kim Cohen referred to Joseph Beuys's idea of social sculpture, sculpture which takes place in the actions and interactions of human beings, rather than in clay, stone, wood, or mixed media.
I'm interested in Joseph Beuys's idea of social sculpture, but I think that sometimes people need a catalyst or an irritant to make something happen socially.
Kim Cohen has taken it upon himself to provide these catalysts and irritants. In this piece, entitled The Door of Perception, the catalyst will be a piece of architecture, a revolving door. The title of the piece is adapted from William Blake's The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, and in its plural form was also used as the title of a book about mescaline by Aldous Huxley. For this piece, Kim Cohen plans to lathe an enormous steel disc, as one would an old-fashioned vinyl record. That steel disc will sit at the base of the revolving door at the entrance to a public building, such as a bank, a government office, an art museum, or large hotel.
To me, a record is like a kind of death.
David Toop.
Many people from Cage with cartridge music or Christian Marclay with a lot of his work are actually dealing with this idea of history and memory and death.
The bottom of one of the arms of the revolving door will be outfitted with a stylus, thereby transforming the revolving door into an oversized phonograph, which will play back the audio lathed into the grooves in the steel disc.
The origins of the turntable lie in very archaic technologies such as pots, ceramics, and you could hear the sound of the potter making the pot if you played the grooves embedded within the surface of the pot.
David Grubbs.
Most artworks involving the turntable have retained the figure of the DJ as performer. The Door of Perception takes the phonograph and moves it to the realm of public artwork.
Seth Kim Cohen.
This is a perennial problem for sound artists, what sound to use. And it just seemed to me that for two reasons I would use Hello, I Love You by The Doors. First of all, the name of the band is perfect. And then also that way, as people move through the door, they would hear one of three phrases from the first line of the song, which would be either Hello, or I Love You, or Won't You Tell Me Your Name.
The sonic result of The Door of Perception will be dependent on users of the door. People moving quickly through the door will cause Hello, I Love You to play quickly with Jim Morrison's baritone
pitching up to a chipmunk soprano,
while people moving slowly will cause the song to play
lethargically with Morrison's words slurred and bottom heavy.
At first, users of the door won't realize that they are controlling the sound they are hearing, but eventually they will realize that they are the DJs scratching this oversized wheel of steel.